Welcome back, gang.
What's good?
Up? What's up? Wow, your voice cracked a little bit.
Oh. What's up? I'm back.
Little guy.
Back. Isaiah's back, everyone. Don't worry, he's here.
Yep. Thank goodness.
Was out of town, but I'm back.
Where were you?
Out of town.
Where'd you go?
You didn't know?
No.
We went to Rocky Point.
You're lying.
I swear.
You're lying.
That's why I look so tan and beautiful right now.
We literally went for 2 days.
What?
Yeah.
No, Whitney.
You were like, I hate you both.
I was believing it.
I totally believed that. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Good for you guys.
Thanks. One click, one pretending, maybe.
Last week, we did the Grinch of the group. Who had the fake? Marley?
Nope.
You lying?
No.
Isaiah?
No, it wasn't me.
I don't think it was me. I think it was you.
I hadn't had it in a minute.
It was me.
Joe, you little Grinch. Humbug?
That's not the same story.
I know. It sounded like you were trying to go.
I was just stuck in the middle. Yep, I had the fake. If you guessed that on socials, you were right.
Nice.
This week, we're doing the worst Christmas ever. Then let's just jump right in. Do you want to bat lead off for us, ma'am?
Sure, I would love to.
I wish you would. One click, no pretending.
Am I the asshole for refusing to make lasagna for Christmas after what my mother-in-law did last year? I, 30F, have been together with my husband Michael, 31M, for 7 years. Married for 3 and dating for 4. My mother-in-law, 58F, has always hosted Christmas ever since I've known him. I've always made lasagna for Christmas and other special occasions. I am essentially the family lasagna maker, and I honestly don't really mind since I love to cook and bake. However, last year, my mother-in-law decided to make lasagna based off what she saw me doing when she was at my house and a recipe she got off the internet. I was surprised that she prepared a pan of her own, but didn't say anything and even got a small piece. It did not taste good, and it was barely touched, whilst mine had almost half gone near the end of the dinner. That infuriated my mother-in-law, and she wound up doing a rant about how everyone loves me more than her, and I tried to throw my lasagna in the trash. I say tried because it mainly ended up on the floor. Michael and I quickly left after that, and my mother-in-law has not apologized for it since. Yesterday, she called me to confirm what I was making for Christmas this year, and on her list of things I should make was lasagna. I politely said I wasn't going to make lasagna due to last year's incident and I'd be happy to make anything else. My mother-in-law wasn't as polite and called me vindictive for refusing to make the lasagna over a small mistake. I just refused again and it made my mother-in-law angrier. So she told me that unless I showed up with lasagna in hand, she wouldn't be letting me at the Christmas celebration. My husband says it's easier to just make the lasagna to keep the peace and I shouldn't hold my mother-in-law's mistake that she made out of anger against her. Word got to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law from my mother-in-law, and they're saying I should also make it, even if it's just half of what I would usually make.
So, you love lasagna.
I love lasagna.
So, tell us what you think.
Fun fact, Joe and Whitney gave us a lasagna the other day.
Oh, yes.
I think, what was the point of the short? Was it, am I the asshole, or what?
Did you hear it?
I did. Okay. Well, what was the very beginning? What is the title?
So, am I the asshole for refusing to make lasagna for Christmas after what my mother-in-law did last year?
I don't think she is. She's trying to, I like it. She's trying to prove a point.
So you think, okay.
Yeah, I just think like the mother-in-law hasn't said sorry.
Yeah.
And she threw a fit.
Yeah.
So it's like, make a point. I would do the same thing to my mother-in-law.
Whoa.
All right, is anyone else on the same thing?
I would do the same thing hypothetically if I was ever in that situation. That maybe I would do that. No.
That would be hard because
it is kind of hard.
The mother-in-law was mad because no one was eating her daughter's lasagna, but everyone was eating, like, let's say
it was hers.
Oh, it was the mom's lasagna.
It was mother-in-law versus daughter-in-law.
And daughter-in-law won.
And like, Hello. That's the thing. Is like, bruh, the food speaks. People are not picking the dish that they, like, they're not like, oh, I like the daughter-in-law better. It's like, oh, this lasagna tastes better.
Well, yeah. And she brings it every freaking year. She's and known we know for that. It's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, that's her thing to bring. It's like, you can't get mad, sweetheart.
Like, that's a crappy mother-in-law. She was trying to be like, oh, I could do it, and I probably could do it better than you. Like, you're not that great, right?
Since she literally, she had to be planning that for so long. Right. Imagine the last Christmas dinner. She's like,
she got all this attention.
She's like, they freaking love her. I'm gonna make a better lasagna than this bitch next year.
Or she was like, I know mine's not gonna be better, but it'll give me a reason to be upset. Oh. And like freak out and be like, oh my gosh, everybody loves her more than me.
Okay, so that's
and a already has some bad blood with the daughter-in-law, and it's like, okay.
But that's like a different level of girl, right? Because I would not have thought that she would have like plotted out, like, even if it's bad, even if mine isn't as good as hers, I can do the pity party. I would just think that she'd be like, oh, I'm gonna make a better lasagna than her, and then everyone's gonna like me more.
See, that's like the boy competitive.
Yeah.
And then there's like the girl like.
I think either I'm way. Really competitive then, because that way sounds psycho.
Yeah.
I like, my thing is, I'm not going to try and step up and compete with someone if I know that they, like your sweet potato casserole, I ain't ever going to make it again. That's yours now.
No, I don't so want good. It. I don't want that.
No, I'll make
yours.
It.
It's yours.
I'll make it,
I don't want it. Isaiah, you can have it.
The sweet potatoes, getting those cooked. I did it like three different ways. In the oven, boiled, and in the microwave. It's I was like, forever. This is taking forever for these things to they're cook so all the way through.
When I brought mine, I didn't have enough time and they weren't cooked all the way through.
They were crunchy. Yeah.
Everything that about happened. That sweet potato casserole was crunchy. The top.
I was and so bad. The marshmallows were delicious. Other than that, I was really bad.
The marshmallows cannot go wrong.
I didn't burn them.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's true. Uncooked.
But, yeah, this mother-in-law sucks. Like, trying to be like, I'm going to make an even better one. Like, you're not that great, honey. Like, let me show you.
That's so weird.
That's messed up.
And, like, what is anybody even doing trying to compete with the Kirkland signature lasagna anyway?
Literally.
Oh, like, that lasagna is so good.
Hey, you know,
get your lasagna from Costco because it's way easier and it's better, probably.
So good.
That's my jam.
Man, I really want lasagna.
sounds good.
Bomb.
Sounds really good.
I think, personally, OP should get over it and make the lasagna.
Yeah.
Because, like, mother-in-law stomping around does nothing. There's no reason to be like, no, not too good. Like, you ruined it. It's like, no, make the lasagna. Everyone wants it. You're good at it. Just make it. Just bring it. And, like, doesn't matter. Mother-in-law is going to be mad either way.
I think the girls, I mean, OP definitely has some PTSD, though. Like, last time I brought lasagna, like, clearly her lasagna does not make the mother-in-law happy.
Well, it's because of the competition. It's because mother-in-law is, like, cuckoo.
Yeah.
So do it for the rest of the group.
Do it for the fam.
Yeah, literally, hold it down. Well, the mother-in-law
is, like, asking her to make it.
That's true.
Maybe it's another sabotage.
I thought you sent her different foods and she said I'll do anything but the lasagna.
Yeah, she sent her a list of
and one of the things on the list was her lasagna, and the girl was like, I'll do anything, I'm not bringing a lasagna, but I can bring
so why this. Did then she was being petty then too. All she had to say was, no, I'll bring mashed potatoes. She didn't have to say I'll bring mashed potatoes but not lasagna if she got a list.
But that's probably what the mother-in-law was expecting her to pick.
So the mother-in-law sent her a list of, like, the exact things she wanted her to bring. Not like, hey, pick two of these.
Yeah.
Like a legit list of, like, I want you to bring this, this, this. She was like, okay, great. I'll bring this, this. I'm not bringing lasagna. Is there something else I can bring?
Okay.
And that obviously. So what do we think about the husband, though? Like, his stance is like, dude, just bring the lasagna. Let's just go.
Yeah.
That's the
male. One.
He just wants to see his family.
Yeah, he's like, okay, like, I just don't want there to be fireworks at Christmas and your lasagna's good. Please make it.
Yeah. No, that's valid.
Is there a good way you can support his wife, though, with this? Other than just, no, do it.
Yeah, it's like, look, if you're going to choose not to, it's the wrong choice, but...
Well, and, like, Ma's not going to let her in Christmas if she doesn't bring it.
That's so weird.
Like, you kind of have to play by mother-in-law's rules. Y'all.
Yeah, like it's... She's kind of got you pinned. So
like the lasagna, girl.
Just layer it up. And honestly, if all else fails, go to Costco. You guys are not ready for this. Please get hyped.
So excited.
Woo!
Am I the asshole for giving my girlfriend therapy for Christmas?
Oh, no.
Let's freaking go. All right. I am 32, literally my age, got my girlfriend F29 six sessions of therapy for her birthday and Christmas present this year. Her birthday is December 16th. I couldn't book the appointments myself since it's not my insurance and she is not my dependent, obviously, so I gave her a nice card and inside said I would pay for the amount for six sessions of therapy based on the rates in my area. I spent a lot of time researching providers that matched her health insurance and settled on a general budget that is absolutely up for negotiation based on what provider she ends up liking. We got into an argument when I gave it to her and she is staying with a friend, which she has never done before. She's been living in my apartment for 5 months. She screamed and cried, asking if I thought she was crazy or if I was unhappy. Which is not the case at all. She's an amazing woman, has been getting increasingly emotional over small things, and has talked about wanting to consider therapy. I think she would benefit from it because she is under a lot of stress from her job, has had some bad relationships in the past, and over the last few months has gotten increasingly irritable no matter what I do to fix things. I was trying to be thoughtful since therapy isn't something I would want to pay for myself since it isn't a fun purchase. We've been together for over a year, and I thought that is what partners do for each other. She told the friend she's staying with, F29 or something, that I think she's crazy, which is not true. I am just not a trained professional, and when she complains about work and things I can't change, I don't know what she wants from me. I can't fix her problems because I am not doing them to her. And they are the same problems over and over. I can't keep track of all the details and developments anymore. It is frustrating hearing the same old things. I can't fix her shitty coworkers or her bad budgeting since I have never been in those situations. So I wanted to set her up with someone who knows what to do. Also, for the record, I got her another gift she could unwrap on Christmas Day and an additional one she could unwrap in front of her family that is very nice slash expensive, but she hasn't opened that yet and doesn't know what I got her. In parentheses, it is expensive jewelry. Am I the asshole for genuinely trying to help my girlfriend?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a no for me. What about you guys?
I feel like that's something, like, not a bad gift, okay? Not a bad gift, first of all, but maybe... That's so hard because it's like just to be blindsided, like, okay, like I'm gonna combine birthday and your Christmas and I'm gonna give you therapy. It's just, I don't know. Like on paper, that's terrible. Terrible.
I could definitely see why it would be very offensive. Like 100%. Right. I could see her not taking it well, but I don't think he's the asshole. I don't.
It definitely came from a very good place.
I think it came from a place of maybe not like the ultimate best place.
Right.
But just like, I'm not equipped or emotionally capable of helping you with your stuff.
Right. But it doesn't sound that major. It's like complaining about work stuff and her getting irritable.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I think he's not, like, emotionally equipped, even if it's something so small. Like, I don't think he's, like, I don't think he is the type of person that can, like, carry it very
Maybe
well.
Maybe he needs help, then. Maybe he needs to take a class on how he can help his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Rather than him being like, okay, you need therapy. You go talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'll just get to reap the benefits of you being not...
Being amazing.
Irritable.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard.
Hey, boys.
Please. I don't think it's a bad gift. It might be bad timing. Like, maybe January 5th. Be like, hey, like, here's some, like, I wanted to pay for these. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, maybe we can just, like, go together to two and then four for you alone. I don't know. I just think.
So what are your thoughts?
I think, so interesting. I think for a Christmas gift, though, that's
pretty messed.
I don't think it's messed. I just think it's bad timing. But I think it's just also, a guy being a guy.
They've also talked about her going to therapy. She has definitely been open to it.
Oh, yeah. She's expressed that she would maybe want to. Okay, so
I just don't think that's like, here's a card. I don't know. I think it's just like, here's a Christmas. I think he should just not said it was a present. Yeah. Just be like, I want to do this for you. Like,
yeah.
Don't, but not for like a present or anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh. So many thoughts. I'm shook that I'm on an island here thinking that this guy is the worst human being on the planet. No, not the worst human being on the planet. a Christmas gift. Think about how much six sessions of therapy is. Think of all the things he could have gotten for her.
Right.
There's so many problems here. First of all, she's complaining about work. Right. Work.
Who does
it? And like past relationships, like they're in their late 20s, early 30s. Like, you're going to have past relationships. You're going to have stuff that has happened. Like, it's not like she's like melting down and she can't deal with life.
Right.
It's like the standard baseline of operating. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm like sick of listening to you talk about your coworkers. Here's therapy for Christmas and your birthday.
You're
six sessions of therapy. Like,
what is that? That's like,
I mean, minimum, that's $600 minimum, yeah. But it's probably closer to $1,000. And
yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's like the biggest issue here is that he's like, you're in a relationship with this person and these are life problems. You're like, sorry, but you got to go to a professional to talk about your coworkers, to talk about your previous relationships. Maybe that one like fringes it because like, you know, people have issues, but how? This made it to Am I the Devil?
Yeah,
this guy sounds like he's making a lot of money. Expensive jewelry and one present.
And she like, I could just imagine she has every right. What on earth would you do if you opened a card and it's like, here you go. You get to go to therapy six sessions.
It just depends on the circumstance. If we had talked about that I wanted therapy and I wanted to go and like, blah, blah, blah. We're like 3 years in married at the point. Like, I probably would think like, oh, that was so nice and thoughtful.
They're not married.
It's 1 year into dating.
1 year into being together. They're not married yet. They're not engaged.
Yeah, like, that's a big investment for him.
That's yeah, like,
kinda. You know, like, if they don't get married, he's like, wow, I just paid for this girl to, like, get some therapy.
Some guy's wife.
Yeah, paid her like, to get you're help. Welcome.
No, but. Oh,
so funny.
Oh,
I cannot deal. Like,
yeah, I get where you're coming from, Joe.
Honestly, this girl just sounds exhausting to me. Low key.
She sounds like every girl. She's every
human ever.
I don't know of many guys that would be doing that unless they were hard. They needed help.
No, I...
It's like, do you not see the evasiveness in it? Money's not an issue for this guy, so he's just like, I literally just don't really want to hear your problems. So can you go to a professional?
It could be the same things over and over again and nothing he does. I know people that like just want to talk and talk and talk.
You know, people
don't take advice, just want to vent. And like, I'm one of those people. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hear it for a year straight. And you're not changing anything.
They're just in a relationship. Like, it's like, all she wants is emotional safety. And it sounds to me like she just gets stonewalled. It sounds like he's just like, that sucks.
We don't know that.
After a while,
The fact that he got her therapy for Christmas proves that that's how he is. Because alternatively, hey, let's have a fantastic Christmas together. I'm going to get you lots of nice stuff. And then if therapy is a real issue and you bring that up and you agree on it together, then it's like, hey, guess what? Like, I know your financial situation's tough. I want to help you get started in therapy, but it's not your Christmas and birthday gift.
Yeah.
It's not like, here you go. This is how you're going to like celebrate this year. Like new year, new you.
Some people might like
therapy as a gift. There's people out there that like that.
It's not a gift. It is bad timing.
A donation. It's a
bad decision.
It's a donation.
It is.
Charity work.
Yeah. I think that there could be good intention with it. So I'll agree with you guys there that like, it's not the worst thing that he wants her to go to therapy. It's that he's like,
he's really just being a boy.
What would be worse if she was fat and gave her a treadmill?
No.
That'd be worse.
That's worse.
No. I don't think so.
Just like out of nowhere. Like, I bought you
a treadmill. Well, okay, no, like, if she had mentioned like, oh, like, I think I want a treadmill to like get in shape. He buys her a treadmill.
So that's fine, but if she mentions therapy,
like I want therapy. No,
I don't know, but it wasn't like I want therapy. Will you?
Will you like, buy me therapy for Christmas?
Like a treadmill is a
people
gift. Is a real ask gift that for a gift.
Exactly, but it's like I want a puppy for Christmas. I want a jewelry. I want
right
a KitchenAid. Like, I want fun things. I don't want therapy for Christmas.
Yeah, that made me sad.
Yeah, everyone hates him. Everyone.
In-laws and the Halcombs again.
I said bad gift. No, you said good bad gift. Timing. Good gift, bad timing.
Good donation, bad timing.
The one thing that is for sure is that the dude needs therapy to access his feelings, because just being there for your girlfriend shouldn't be that demanding, especially for things like your work, like especially for like, oh, my coworkers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like, I'm so freaking tired of her complaining to me about her life that I need her to talk to somebody else. He just like, yeah, she complains about things, and like she mentioned that she'd be down to go to therapy. So like, I just think it's better. So this is the top comment. You're the asshole. And then it's quoting his thing. When she complains about work and things I can't change, I don't know what she wants from me. That's what he said. When she complains about work and things that I can't change, I don't know what she wants.
How many guilty, literally like, guilty, complaining to Isaiah about things that he can't change, I can't change. And he's not telling, he doesn't shut down and freak out or whatever.
No, and like, that's not your gift. You're not getting therapy for Christmas.
Exactly.
Like, oh, no, don't send it. Don't tell her.
Oh, shoot. Isaiah's like, I'm really glad that we talked about this.
So the plot twist here is we actually got you guys therapy, but it's couples therapy.
Thank you. I would appreciate that.
Jokes. But we love therapy in this household. That's right. not lost on us, so... The number one comment said, she wants you to listen to her vent for frick's sake.
Yeah.
Is that really a foreign concept to you?
Am I the asshole for ruining Christmas and being upset the only gifts I got from my family were joke gifts?
Oh, that sucks, bro.
Okay, some background. My family likes to play pranks with Christmas and birthday gifts. It's nothing new. I, F21, as well as my 5 siblings from 29 to 37 years old, have all been pranked on our birthdays and on Christmas, and usually it's 1 or 2 gifts. This Christmas, though, I was the only person to get all joke gifts. For example, I unwrapped a MacBook from my brother, but when I opened it, it was just some chocolate, which I don't eat, so I gave it away. And the MacBook was actually given to my sister inside a bag she wanted. Another gift was what I thought was a book I put on my Christmas list was actually just the book cover put on a dictionary. When I asked my mom about the book, she told me she gave it to my sister. This went on with each present my siblings or parents had given me. AirPods was just a charger block adapter. Gift cards were used and had zero balance. A card with Monopoly money, and so on, totaling into about 12 joke gifts. I realized I went out of my way to get everyone something they wanted or they liked, didn't get anything. At this point, I was bummed, so I went to the living room to watch TV with my boyfriend. At dinner, they were all talking about how much they loved their gifts, and when my dad asked why I hadn't said anything about mine, I said there wasn't much to say. Everyone but my boyfriend laughed, and my mom said it was no big deal as everyone else also got some joke gifts. I told her every gift I got was a joke gift, and that the ones they got was also followed by the real one. My dad told me I needed to relax as I'm making a big deal about it and I'd have next Christmas to get the stuff on my list. Not wanting to go back and forth, I told my boyfriend I wanted to leave and we could spend the rest of Christmas break with his family, then go home. My family got mad and told me not to go and to just stay because it wasn't serious. I left and put my phone on Do Not Disturb during the drive, and by the time we got to my boyfriend's parents' house, I had several missed calls and texts from them calling me names like ungrateful, sensitive, and childish. They said I ruined Christmas and made my parents upset because I left. The next day, I exchanged and opened gifts with my boyfriend and his family, and one of the gifts I had gotten was the book I wanted, the book my mom pretended to gift me. I posted it on my Instagram story, and not even 0 minutes after posting it, my sister sent a screenshot of my story to the family group chat, and they basically got mad at me for leaving and telling me I ruined Christmas over some presents. They told me I owe everyone, especially my parents, an apology because my mom spent New Year's sad because of my actions. Now I just want an outside party to tell me if I'm the asshole here. Am I in the wrong for being upset about the gifts and for leaving? After reading their messages and sitting on this for a few days, I'm now feeling like maybe I was upset over nothing and need to apologize to them.
No, girl.
Oh my gosh. First of all, no. She doesn't need to apologize.
Not at all.
Like, is it the biggest deal in the world for Christmas? Like, no, it's not the biggest deal in the world. But, like, when you see everyone else in the circle opening really good stuff,
right?
Anybody's going to be affected by that. Like,
Well, and you also gave everybody a good gift. Like, you... It's like, how did everybody just be like, oh, I'm getting her the joke? Like, isn't there any coordination? Not, like, if it's just one or two. That's so sad. I hate that for her.
I think the worst part of the story is they each put a list to their parents. And then the parents, like, would wrap it in something. Like, they...
Yeah.
Like, they had a MacBook for her, and they gave it to her sister with a really nice bag she wanted as well.
That's
so it's terrible. A 2-in-1, and then she got a chocolate bar with a MacBook.
That's so terrible.
It makes you feel like, yeah, it's like, could that have actually happened? Are families that, like, yacked up?
Yeah,
I mean, like, sure. I'm glad it's just hard.
Not my life.
My mommy and daddy gave me everything.
I hope that's fake.
No, that's true, though.
That's sad.
Like, I feel like our Christmas was always so good.
It was so fun. My mom, Isaiah so badly wanted to be a skater, you guys. And so my mom freaking had all the guys from the family, aka Greg. Shout out Greg, our brother-in-law. Literally make a half pipe for the dude. And the kid wouldn't even go down it because he was so scared. But the amount of hours and time and effort to put that thing, it was huge, into my parents' backyard. Joe carried...
There's the building, then there's the transporting, and then there's the, like, sick, is he ever going to drop in?
Nope. But guess what? I'm a baller, so.
I play golf.
He literally, I have a video of Isaiah, he, like, has his knee pads and, like, elbows pads and a helmet or something.
I was, like, 4.
No, you were, like, 13.
12. 15? I think I was 12.
Yeah, I think it was 15.
And he had pillows and blankets all at the bottom of the half pipe. So that if he fell, he would just dive into it. And he still wouldn't go, bro.
I will say, as someone that did learn how to drop in, it's nerve wracking the first time. It's scary.
Would you do it now?
I think I would do it now.
Doubt it.
I think I would.
Go. Oh, it doesn't get any easier. You kind of just have to send it. But I will say it's a little easier on a shorter half pipe. He made you like a 10-foot. Half
yeah, it was huge.
It was good size.
It was big. Like, yeah. I'm looking down. Yeah. It was like, all right, first try.
Come on, Isaiah. Come on.
12 hours later.
That was a pretty good Christmas gift you got, though.
Yeah, that was wild.
Almost as sick as the truck.
The truck was the best. I wish I saw it. Have you ever gotten, like, a joke gift?
I've gotten one where it was like,
The puppy.
The...
Remember the dog that would breathe?
So I was begging my mom to get me a puppy for Christmas. Begging. My mom does not like dogs. Begging, begging, begging. My mom thought it would be funny to get a pretend fake dog that like moves and like.
No, it just breathed. It was like curled up and breathed. Oh,
yeah.
Breathe.
But it would look like it was real. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. I don't remember all the details. I just remember she totally, like, pranked me, basically. Like, she thought it would be, like, cute and, like, hey, like, look, I can't get you this, like, a real dog, but I got you this dog. Like, you can have this as your real dog. And when I saw it, I started screaming, freaking out, thinking it was real. And I started crying because I was so grateful. And then I realized it was fake and everyone kind of, like, started laughing. But then they were like, oh, I feel bad, actually, because, like, she's devastated. And didn't I, like, I literally was sobbing and ran up to my bedroom.
Yeah.
And mom ended up getting me a puppy after that because she felt so terrible.
How long did that dog
live? I think it was Mulligan, and he was there for, like, a couple months. That was the last dog we ever got.
That was my best friend.
This is from my personal favorite subreddit. Today I effed up. Oh. I love this one. Today I effed up by giving my friend a Christmas present that ruined her relationship. So last year we did a Secret Santa with our friend group and I got my friend Rachel. Rachel is dating this guy Mike, who's, let's just say, not exactly the most well-liked person in our circle. He's one of those guys who's super controlling and low-key toxic, but Rachel is head over heels for him, so we all just grin and bear it. Anyway, I was struggling with what to get her, then I remembered a conversation we had months earlier about how she loves those personalized sentimental gifts. She mentioned wanting a cute photo album for her and Mike, so I figured perfect, I'll make her one. I spent hours pulling pictures off her social media, getting them printed, and putting them in a fancy leather-bound album. I even left a few blank pages at the end with little notes like, for all our future memories together. I thought it was so sweet and thoughtful. Fast forward to the gift exchange, Rachel opens the album, and at first she looks thrilled. She's flipping through the pages and showing it off to everyone, but then she freezes, her smile drops, and she slams the album shut. Turns
out, one of the pictures I included was one she had posted on her Instagram stories months ago. Was from before she was dating Mike, and in the picture, she's cozied up with her ex, Jake. Honestly, didn't even notice it when I printed the photos. It was a cute group selfie from a trip we'd all taken. Mike, who was sitting next to her, noticed immediately. He made some snide comment like, wow, didn't realize it was that kind of a photo album, and things got awkward fast. Rachel tried to laugh it off, but Mike wouldn't let it go. He ended up storming out of the party, and Rachel followed after him. The fallout? They had a massive fight that night, and apparently Mike accused her of still being hung up on Jake because she hadn't deleted the picture from her phone or her Instagram highlights. She called me the next day furious that I'd sabotaged her relationship, even though I swear it was an innocent mistake. They eventually made up, but the things have been weird between Rachel and me ever since. Every time I see Mike, he gives me this smug fake smile, like he's just waiting for me to mess up again, and now I triple check every gift I give anyone because I'm terrified of accidentally ruining another relationship.
That's crazy.
Rough.
Look, don't mind if I jump in here?
Yeah, jump.
Mike needs to grow up because you didn't own this girl her whole life. She had a previous relationship.
Right.
It's okay that that happened. She didn't know you. What are you even freaking out about? And like, OP, how bad is it really? It's a group photo. It was a nice gift, and it shouldn't have ended a relationship. That's my take. I think Mike's a loser. And I think that if this happened and somebody gave you a gift, a photo album, and it's like, there's a picture of you and like an ex-boyfriend, but it's in a group, like, cool. It was before we were together. Like, why would I care about that? Like, it's not like, hey, this was a better time of your life. Like, celebrate that. It's like just in there with the rest of the photos. I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, why, like, what does that do to me? Why would I care? Before, like, if it's before we're together, why would it matter?
You're so cool. You don't have a jealous bone in your body. That's so cool. I would literally be pissed.
Oh, I'd be pretty frustrated.
I'd be pissed.
How do you miss that?
Like, I just think if Marley still had if Marley had a picture with her ex, like in a photo album, I'd just be like, okay, you have 100 photos. Let's just get rid of this one because he does not matter in your life.
Yeah, he's not in your life anymore.
Samantha matters, right? So we can keep the ones with you and Sam, but this guy doesn't need anything to do with. Like, he doesn't have to be in here.
That would, like, put a pit in my stomach if I saw that. I'd be like, well, yeah. Well, that's not, no, like,
she that's made gonna it. Go.
The, yeah, that's, you know, the thing. It was his, like, girlfriend, the friend made it. It,
you know?
Yeah, it wasn't that he had to get, like, mad.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, we can just ditch this one.
Yeah. It's tight. Like, all right, we'll take this one out. You wouldn't be mad, really?
I was, like, not. But the whole point is, like, it's before I was in your life, right?
But, like, you wouldn't feel, like, kind of gross, like, or weird, like, why does she still want the pic? Like, why? But, like, why?
If you put it in, it's a different thing.
You think it's disrespectful for my friends to add photos of me and beep?
Because, no, because they are in the picture, too. It's like a memory that you guys had before I was in your life. That's, like, that. How is that a bad thing? Like a
group. And I'm sitting on his lap.
It's
like smiling, kissing.
I mean, yeah, like if you're making out with him, I'd be like, okay, then that's a more intentional.
He's wearing a thong. It's like.
You guys.
Joe has a point.
Your hand positioning in your body.
If you guys were like, if it was actually borderline inappropriate, for instance, if the couples were kissing, that's a different thing altogether. That's not the same photo. I wouldn't have the same vibe. Obviously, that would affect me differently. But it sounds like they're all like huddled together. It's like a group photo. You're on a vacation.
And like, she's next to him just like,
oh. Yeah, like that's what it sounds like.
I'd be pissed. I'm burning it. Okay, but here's the thing. The friends don't like him. They've already clearly stated that.
Yeah.
So I think 100%, no doubt in my mind, the friends saw that the ex was in those photos. It was fun memories. They don't give a frick if it hurts Mike's feelings or not. This was my friend when I liked her more with this guy. Or like, this is when we actually had fun memories and we could go on vacation. Like, let's add this to the photo album. I think 100% there was no mistake they put those photos in. And they could have absolutely left them out. Would you let me keep mine?
It's, again, this is all like circumstantial, because if that happened and you're like opening it up and I like walk into the room and it's like open to that photo, I'd be like,
every single day.
Are you like just reminiscing?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? If it's just in the photo book that your friend gave you for Christmas, it's like not a big deal unless it's made into a big deal. That's the way it strikes me.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think it's a big deal.
Well, let us know. Awesome. Thanks for listening, ladies and gents. We love you. Merry Chrysler. And follow us on all the socials.
Yep.
Follow along and let us know which one you think is fake. That's the whole point, in case you missed it.
Internet frenzy on three. One, two, three.
Internet frenzy and how comes. You're a how comes hit. How comes. You're not a how comes.
Nope, never will be.
Love you guys. Stay tuned for next week. It's
going to
be a good one.
Love you, Zulu. It's Puku Puku.
No pretending.